In front of you, you should see two dice. One is a bigger die with 12 sides. That's the space die. There's a smaller die with 6 sides. That's the time die. You also have a stack of cards. Take out the story cards, those are the white ones, and spread them out in the middle face down. Take the red cards, those are the gratitude cards, and give 3 to each person. You'll also see blue cards, those are the curiosity cards. Take 2 and pass 2 to each person. When you're done, everyone should have 5 cards. Take a look at your cards. The gratitude cards can be handed to anyone at any time to express gratitude. If you hear their share and you like what they've said, or if someone's asked a really great question, then you can hand them a gratitude card at any time. And maybe you say thanks, maybe you just hand them a card, or maybe you share a little bit more why you gave them a gratitude card. Take a look at the curiosity cards. Each of these are a little different. The curiosity cards can be handed to anyone at any time during the game to expand, to go a little deeper, to ask a question. And if you find the question you want to ask isn't quite right on the blue card, then you might ask if you can go a little deeper with somebody more specific to the intent of your question. Consider that you can give those cards at any time, and everything in the game is an invitation. So no one has to answer a curiosity question they don't want to answer, or for that matter, any other card. When you're ready to begin the game, you're going to take the space die and roll it until you get love or gratitude. If you don't get it, pass it on to the next person until someone rolls love or gratitude. All right, now you know who's first. Go ahead and roll or spin the dice and pull a story card. When the dice land, you're going to look at two words. One is going to be about space and one is going to be about time. And you may look at those cubes and think, what the heck do I do with those? It may not be obvious, but just let those be for a moment as you consider the story card and its question. You can go as light as you want, as deep as you want, have a little fun with it, and get creative. Consider the story card that's in front of you, think of a time from your life, and share whatever's true for you. When you're done with your share, or maybe as you're moving along, you may notice that the dice have found their way into your story. If you don't see a connection between the card and the dice, that's okay, but I promise if you spend a little time with it, you might just see that there's something coming up. And if you want, you can invite others playing to suggest what they see as a connection between the story card and the dice you rolled, based on the story you told. During your share, you might get a gratitude card, and someone has the opportunity when they hand you that card to share why they gave it to you, or simply just hand you the card. Also, you might get a curiosity card. Now remember, if you don't want to answer that card, you don't have to. If you've got a question about their question, go ahead and ask it. That's totally cool. Once you receive a red card or a blue card, they become yours. You can do anything you want with those cards throughout the game. After playing as many rounds as you choose, it's time for the final round. This is the gift card round. Take all the story cards, place them in the middle face up, and take a look at the bottom of the card. What we have in looking at the question in the middle, we're now going to pay attention to the character at the bottom. There's a reference card. You'll find that reference card somewhere in the box, and it has all 8 characters. So you'll see things like facilitator, inspirator, curiositor, purveyor of love. Take a look at all those different characters. Now, consider how you and other people played the game. You're going to pick up a card for each person. So if you thought someone was a great storyteller or someone else was a great listener, then you'd pass them that card face down. You're not going to let them know what it was just yet. You'll put it in a little pile in front of each person, and don't forget yourself. So if you had 4 players, you'd have 4 cards in front of you when this part is complete. Now let's assume that I'm the one who started the game. I'll take the cards in front of me, place them face up, and then share why I gave myself the card that I did. Now, each person afterwards is invited to share why they gave me the card that they did. Once everyone has shared, this game of Graticube is complete. We'd be grateful if, after you're done playing, you'd be willing to share your experience with us and with others to help connect humankind in gratitude. Please join us in the Gratisphere.